Good morning, y'all. Blessed to jump on here with you today. I received a message from the Lord yesterday. So let me pray. Father, I thank you, Lord, for this word, Lord. I thank you, Father, that it is sharper than a double-edged sword, God, that it cuts and pierces and rightly divides, God, and does what you intend for it to do, God, as your listeners listen to this message today, God. I pray you speak to their hearts, God, and that they discover the roar that's inside of them, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. So God had been speaking to me to go see the movie The Lion King. And it was on my heart for days and days and days. And finally, I submitted myself to the Lord and I went by myself and I watched The Lion King. It wasn't until this morning that God really spoke to me about this movie. And he was revealing some things in this movie that are going on in the body of Christ. And I believe in your life and in my life. So I'm going to start with this. Simba in The Lion King, if you've seen The Lion King, was born a king. He was born with purpose, and he was to rule and reign the land, and he had authority over all things. Okay, we're going to refer to Simba as you and I today in this message. You're Simba, I'm Simba. We've been given authority to rule the land and reign as kings and queens. Amen. Matthew 28:18 says that Jesus says, all authority on heaven and earth has been given to me and given to us as well. You and I, we've been given all authority on heaven and earth, and we are to rule and reign on heaven and on the earth. We're going to refer to Mufasa today as a good father. He's always leading us and teaching us life lessons and directing us to our future and our purpose. Mufasa is God, and Mufasa is going to be God in the story of the Lion King. So remember, we're Simba, and Mufasa is God. Scar is the evil and wicked and jealous lion. He's trying to take Mufasa's place in the kingdom and wanting to exalt himself. He's killing, he's stealing, he's destroying, he's tricking to get his own way. Who is this, you guys? This is Satan. Scar is Satan. Remember, John 10:10 says, the thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy. And I have come that they may have life and have it more abundantly. Timon and Pumbaa, they're friends of Simba. Initially, because Simba has something to offer them. If you remember in the story of the Lion King, Timon and Pumbaa become friends with Simba because they say to themselves, if we have a lion as a friend, he's going to be able to protect us. So initially, their friendship began with Simba because Simba had something to offer them. So they were kind of using Simba in a way. Simba couldn't settle there and be okay in his friendship with them because he would never really fit in because he's a carnivore. He's a lion, and he was living in their land, and he was okay there. He was satisfied there. Remember, it was a worry-free life, Hakuna Matata. He was eating bugs, and he was okay there. He was satisfied there. He was comfortable there. But he would never reach his full potential if he would continue to stay with Timon and Pumbaa and continue to live in their land. They didn't know who he was either. They didn't know he was a king. When he mentioned things about being a king, or like the kings being in the stars that his father had spoke to them, they kind of like laughed at him and made fun of him. They didn't know the call that was on his life. They didn't know that he was born to be the king. They didn't know that they were living with the king this whole entire time. They never encouraged him to leave because they benefited from his friendship. Some of us have friends like that, that we hang out with them. They don't really know who we are. They don't recognize the call that's on our lives. They don't recognize the potential that's in us. really they became our friends in the first place because we had something to offer them. We added to their lives. And I believe that Timon and Pumbaa are a form of these type of friendships in our lives, that they don't really add to us. They don't really help us or benefit us in any way, but we're used by them to for something, for some purpose. You know, I believe that Simba protected them, so that's why they were such good friends, and they wanted to be his friend because they protected he protected them. You know, I think that eventually they did become good friends because they spent a lot of time together, but they weren't really adding to his life. They weren't really helping him become the king that he was intended to be. He was in the land of good enough. He was settled right where he was at in their land, doing what they did. He was comfortable there, but he would never make it to who he actually was supposed to be. Now, Nala is the voice of reason. Nala comes and she begins to call out the purpose that's on Simba's life. She begins to lead him back to who he is, and she sees his potential when he doesn't even see it. We all need a Nala in our life. Who's yours? I can think about some people that are Nalas in my life. Nala needed Simba to take his place in the kingdom because he had a greater purpose. And she personally was really relying on him to rise up to become the king because there was lives at stake. So she knew who he was. She knew who he was supposed to be. She knew that he was the king. And when she found him and discovered that he was alive, it made her heart leap because she was like, oh my gosh, we have hope again. Simba is here. He's the king. He can take back the land. And in order for Simba to find his roar and become the king, he needed a Nala to remind him of who he was. We all need friends that are going to encourage us, and they're going to lift us up and help us to reach the highest potential that we have. Yeah, there are Timon and Pumbaas, but we need a Nala in our life. Nala said to Simba, aren't you going to challenge Scar? We need to challenge what the enemy is doing and saying. Greater is he that lives in us than he that lives in this world. So Nala was like, aren't you going to challenge what the enemy is doing in your life? Aren't you going to do something about what he's doing? You're the king. Like, you have authority. You have rule and reign. Like, why are you sitting back chilling with Timon and Pumbaa whenever you are a king and I need you to rise up? I related Rafiki to Rafiki was reminding him of his identity and pointing him back to the Father. I related this to our spiritual leaders. For me, it would be like my spiritual father. And I also related this to the Word of God at times also, always pointing us back to God. The Word of God is always pointing us back to God the Father, pointing us to who he is and our identity in him. See, Rafiki took Simba to the water and he reminded him that the father, his father, Mufasa, the father was living in him. He had him look at his reflection and he said, he's alive and he's alive in you. See, this is just like how Jesus is alive in us. Matthew 28:6 says, he is not here, but he is risen. He is alive, and the Father is alive in you and me. After Rafiki reminds Simba that his dad is alive inside of him, Simba then hears for himself the voice of Mufasa. And that is where everything changes. When we hear the voice of our daddy, the voice of God is life transforming. When we begin to hear God for ourselves, everything changes. It's like game on. If God is for us, then who can be against us? And that's what we need today. We need to hear the voice of God for whatever challenges that we are facing, or for whatever the enemy is throwing at us. We need to hear the voice of God. We need to get alone with God and listen to His voice, because when His voice resounds in our spirits, we are strengthened and empowered to face any circumstances that come our way. There is somebody listening today that you need to just hear the voice of God for yourself. You need to cut out all of the chit-chat in your life, all of the relationships that you're hanging on to that are not from God, emotionally tied to people that you shouldn't be tied to. You hear every voice. You hear the voice of the TV. You hear the voice of this person and that person. You're listening to different YouTube messages. But you know what? You need to hear the voice of God for yourselves, just like Simba did. And when he hears the voice of God for himself, when you hear the voice of God for yourself, it will be resounding and it will be directional for your life. And you will be able to face whatever challenges that you need to face in order to take back what the enemy has stolen from you. Simba was ready to challenge Scar after he heard Mufasa's voice. He was ready to go and take back the land. He was ready to go and take what was rightfully his. And he knew that this battle isn't mine, but this battle is the Lord's. He knew that his father was with him and that he was alive and living inside of him. Just like our father is with us, he is alive and living inside of us. And we have the same capabilities to challenge the enemy, to take back what the enemy has stolen, to take our rightful places in the kingdom, and to begin to rule and reign in Christ Jesus. During Simba's fight with Scar, things didn't look very promising for Simba from the very beginning. Scar started to remind Simba of his failures and bring them up. He said, "What, you haven't told them that you're the one that killed your father? Oh, you didn't tell them yet that you're the one that killed the king?" And this is what the enemy does to us. He tries to remind us of our past failures. He tries to remind us of the things that we've done and tries to put condemnation on us. He tries to weaken us and put a false identity on us so that way we'll shrink back. He tries to intimidate us. The enemy is an intimidator. But he's also the accuser of the brethren. So he tries to intimidate us and accuse us. But he's a liar. And the Bible says in Romans 8:1-1 that there is no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. So you and I are in Christ Jesus. So there's no condemnation for our past. We can overcome our past and overcome who we were before in order to walk in our new identity in Christ Jesus. So that way we can actually succeed in our futures and overcome and conquer in ways that we were never able to conquer before. What ends up happening is that Scar, with his prideful arrogance, reveals to Simba that he is actually the one that killed Mufasa, because he thinks that he's getting ready to win. And when he thinks he's getting ready to win, he reveals himself to Simba, which is a mistake, because that just enrages Simba, and Simba rises up and is strengthened in order to beat him in the battle. And I think this is what the enemy does in your and I's life. He thinks he can get a foothold on us. He thinks he's winning, but he gets prideful and he gets puffed up. And we have the spirit of discernment, and we can discern the enemy from a mile away. And when we see that this is him at work, there is a righteous anger. There is a righteous fight. There is a king that rises up on the inside of us and says, "No more, Satan. You're not going to destroy my family. You're not going to destroy my life. You're not going to come in and steal and kill and destroy and lie to me any longer. I'm going to take my rightful place in the kingdom. I'm not going to allow your lies to demean me and to make me feel rejected and to make me feel like I'm not good enough or not worthy enough to rule and reign in Christ Jesus. I'm not going to allow your lives to tell me that I can't do the very thing that God intended for me to do in the first place. I'm not going to allow your accusations and your condemnation to keep me in the land of good enough when the place that God wants to take me to is greater than I can even think or imagine. It's going higher than I ever thought I could go. But if the Lord is with me, then I'm able to go there and I'm able to rule and reign in that place because I was ordained to be there in the first place. So that's what happens during this fight with Scar. Simba rises up and Scar ends up dying, but he doesn't die by Simba's hand because Simba doesn't have to kill him. Simba maintains his character as the king, and Scar dies because of his own wickedness. If you remember, the hyenas end up killing Scar because that's what happens when wickedness is at play. Wickedness destroys itself. A righteous person never has to get themselves out of character in order to destroy the enemy. The enemy will destroy himself because darkness and wickedness, they just begin to fight against each other. So the hyenas begin to fight against Scar and they end up killing Scar. And Simba never has to do anything or get out of character in order for that to happen. He just stays in position, he maintains his character, and the evil, wicked ones end up destroying each other, which happens very often, my friends. As long as you do what you're supposed to do, God will do what he's supposed to do, and he'll take care of our enemies. And many times, our enemies destroy each other. Amen? So Simba then takes his rightful place as king and he begins to rule and reign. Simba takes back what the enemy stole. He takes back his identity and he takes back his position and he takes back his life. He rises up to become who he was always created to be. See, Simba was always the king. He was born the king. The throne was always his rightful place. He had to discover his identity, and there was a process that had to take place in order for him to get there. He had to step out in this battle and push past his past mistakes. He had to discover the roar that was deep down within him and begin to see that his strength came from the inside, that it was about who was living on the inside of him. His father was living on the inside of him. Our Father, Jesus Christ, is living on the inside of us. And see, this was always Simba's ordained place and position. And no matter what Scar did, no matter what wickedness or evil plot or scheme that he tried to use to take Simba out from being who he was called to be, none of that worked whenever Simba heard the voice of God. Because when Simba heard the voice of God, he knew that God was with him. So he was able to rise and become who he was always called to be. And I believe that this movie is a prophetic word for the body of Christ right now. So I want to call out the Simbas right now. I want to call you out because I feel like there are some Simbas that have been stuck in the land of good enough. And they are there, they're comfortable, they're worry-free, they're singing Kuna Matata, eating the bugs, but they're not doing what it is that they were called to do in the first place. They are comfortable. They are comfortable where they're at. because they don't have to face scar. They don't have to challenge scar right now. They don't need to challenge for what is rightfully theirs. But right now, I'm challenging you to step out and to challenge the enemy and take back the land that is rightfully yours and take back whatever it is that the enemy has tried to steal from you, has tried to take from you, or make you feel like you aren't good enough to have it. See, some of you guys have a great call on your life. Some of you have been chosen for greatness, and there are people that are in need of you to rise up. There are people that you might be leading. There are children that need for their fathers to rise up and be the man of God that he called you to be. There are children that need their mothers to begin to take their rightful place in the kingdom. There are people that are riding on your, riding on hope that you're going to arise and become the king or queen that God called you to be. They need you to rise up. They need you to know who you are in Christ and your identity in Christ. There are people that are assigned to you that God has assigned to you, and that if you don't rise up, and you don't take the place that you're supposed to take, I need to say this like God wants me to say it. There are people relying on you. And you need to rise up and take your place in the kingdom. They need you. They need your yes in order for them to become who it is that God called them to be. They need your yes to God in order for them to take their place also. So there are people that are assigned to you, that God has assigned to you for you to reach, that nobody else can reach. But if you don't rise to reach them, then they'll never rise to reach the people that they're called to reach. So it's time for you to take your place. It's time for you to become the king. It's time for you to step out and challenge Scar. It's time. It's time. It's time. It's time. Come on, it's time. It's time for you to say yes to the call on your life. It's time for you to go get alone with the Lord and to hear his voice. It's time for you to challenge Scar. It's time for you. Come on, it's time for you. It's time for you. God wants to speak to you. He wants to speak to you. He wants to speak to you. He wants to speak loud and clear to you so you know how to face the challenges that are coming against you. He wants you to know that you are worthy of the call. He wants you to know that who he's called you to be is always been deep down inside of you, but it's time for you to step out, Simba. So I just challenge the Simbas in this generation to rise up and take their rightful place in the kingdom, because there are people that are relying on you. There are people that need you to stop being lazy and to stop being inconsistent and to start really pressing in and discovering who you are in Christ Jesus and who he is in you. And I believe this is a challenging word for some of you. I believe this word is going to challenge you to become who it is that God has called you to be in this next season of your life. So I pray that when you watch this movie, that you're able to see all of these allegories take place. And I just hope this blesses you. I believe this was from the Lord 100%. And I hope this message really resonates in your spirit. Be blessed.